Senator Coghill?
Mr. Chairman, after the recess and after looking at things, I'll change the first further resolve. Further resolve that the Senate seriously question the accuracy and delete and credibility, because we took that out of the report.
Any objections?
I move Nass and Nass consent.
Any objections? So ordered. Is there a motion on the resolution?
I move the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ziegler.
Maybe the language on the resolve clause between lines 12 and 14 could be clarified, and I would suggest to the Rules Committee that they change or restructure that resolve clause as follows, where it reads, after lengthy testimony, change it to read, after lengthy testimony does not find that there is clear and convincing evidence. So we're deleting substantial but less than. And it would read, after lengthy testimony does not find that there is clear and convincing evidence of William J. Sheffield, etc. I see nothing wrong with that, because that's our finding, explicitly our finding. And it substantially doesn't do a darn thing except muddy the waters and cast aspersions upon the governor's character.
Senator Fisher?
Just a suggestion to rephrase it. Instead of going along with Senator Ziegler, instead of taking it in a negative, if we were to restate it, I mean, just take out substantial but, so it would read, be it resolved that the Senate, after lengthy testimony, finds less than clear convincing evidence that William so-and-so, so-and-so.
That would be acceptable. That would be acceptable.
Chairman, I'll offer that as an amendment.
That's good.
Be it resolved that the Senate, after lengthy testimony, finds less than clear and convincing evidence that William J. Sheffield has committed an impeachable offense.
Is there an objection on the Rules Committee?
Yes, I object.
Would the clerk call the roll? No.
Senator Cargill?
No.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Baker?
No.
Is there any objections to the adoption of the Senate resolution by the Rules Committee to be introduced?
Check.
Question. Would the clerk call the roll?
Senator Cargill?
Yes.
Senator Cargill?
Yes.
Senator Baker?
No.
Senator Baker?
Yes.
Senator Baker?
No.
The resolution will go forward to be introduced to the body on a 3-2 vote. That concludes the business of the Senate Rules Committee. We will forward to the President our report that was passed. We will forward the two resolutions for introduction on Monday morning session. I want to take this opportunity to thank Shaku reporters again who have throughout this entire 2 weeks performed above and beyond their contractual obligations.
Mr. Chairman, may I take this opportunity to express my thanks to Mr. Dash and his colleagues and Mrs. Dash for opposing the Rules Committee phase. I came to Alaska. There has been a great deal of difficulty logistically in assembling space, materials to work with, an awful lot of material to absorb. But I think they have done a very conscientious job, and I want to just recognize.
I think we should also recognize all the folks that are working the public television stations, the production people here in Juneau and those throughout the state that have put this on gavel to gavel, night and day, for 2 weeks now. And I'd also like to thank all the senators for being so patient and charming and quiet for the last 2 weeks. Senator Ray.
Mr. Chairman, on a scale of 1 to 10, I thank Mr. Dash, and I think you're about a 9 7/8.
This will close the Senate Rules impeachment proceedings, and we'll be in session Monday at what time, Don?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock Monday morning. Rules Committee adjourned.